Previously on the Andrew and Pube Show podcast.
Nice. What was actually nice? Nice.
Very nice.
Nice. Quite nice. Quite a nice moment.
It was nice.
Really nice.
Nice.
Nice. Bit nicer. Nice. Man, nicest guy ever. Nice. Really nice. Looking nice.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Really nice.
That was nice. That was nice. Quite nice. Nice. Yeah, nice. 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 Quite nice.
Nice.
It was nice. It was really nice.
Atmosphere
we've been waiting for.
Yeah, it was so dull in here 10 seconds ago. It's amazing.
We did say nice a lot in that other episode.
We did say nice.
We did say it a lot.
And it's
well,
nice.
Well, there we go. We are back.
This is the Andrew and Pube Show. My name's Andrew. That's Pubes.
This is me right here. Season finale again. Huh? Who would have thought, huh? A year has passed.
A whole year.
And now we're back. We've got a studio audience again.
As you can tell.
A little bit bigger this time. There you go. Clap it again.
Yeah, clap for yourselves. Okay. I'll clap for you. That's all right. We're back.
And we are. First of all, I would like to say that I really appreciate the feedback we got from the Mama tribute special episode. It was really
nice.
It was good to hear from everyone.
Yeah, it was really good. I think that was a nice little tribute that we did there.
But let's push on with that. Season finale.
We have got an audience here, and in that audience is our good friend Stu.
Stu Balls is back. Clarky's here. Hey, Jan.
Good, mate.
Twan's back. No doubt you'll probably get up and say something convoluted and drawn out, like your sexuality. Jess is here. All right, my love?
Hey.
And a few more people.
Oh,
Michelle.
And the others who don't get mentioned my name.
Didn't quite get the 16 that I would have liked, but close.
No responses to that little video.
Not a single response. Single response.
I was worried my inbox was going to flood with requests.
But,
no.
Oh, well.
Losers. But, it is Stu's special day.
It is Stu's special day. We listened back to that other episode, Stu, that you were in, and we felt like we victimized you a little. And we would like to apologize for that. And so this is why we're here. Stu's special day. I made these sausage rolls all for you. Everyone else gets some, but they're for you. You know what I'm saying?
Your name on them. No, Luke had a little guilt trip over victimizing Stu.
I did. I felt bad. We did. I felt bad at the end. But, you know.
He took it like a real proper man, though. Yeah. To your credit, Stu. You did do quite well there.
Just a quick show of hands. Who in this room has been sexually harassed by Ander? The crowd goes wild. No shepherd, though.
No shepherd.
Which is...
Target acquired.
Give it time, Shep. Give it time.
Yeah. Mark my target. I like it. Mission impossible.
So,
nothing's impossible.
I guess we've done that.
What have we done?
It's theme time.
Sexually harassed people. It's ridiculous. Like, why would I harass people that turn me on?
Doesn't make sense to me.
No.
So, our theme for the day... A theme. It's always one of those vague themes by the end of the season, which we can just cram in some shit.
I like a vague theme.
It's the best way to go.
Because you can fit any story into a vague theme.
And what's the theme for today?
The theme is not giving a fuck.
Yes.
Which clearly is fitting. Because
the audience. I'm not giving a fuck right now.
But it's good.
I like it because any time I tell a story or I'm going to be talking about something today, if you think it doesn't makes sense with the theme, imagine me not giving a fuck about your opinion.
If you're worried, if anyone is listening and they're worried that we're going off topic, you're giving too much of a fuck, I think.
Way too much of a problem. Fuck. We actually read a science.
Some
report.
Study, internet study, which is a prominent internet YouTube scientist.
Yeah.
Whose studies have showed that 80% of people give, no, what is it? Most people
give 80%
too much of a fuck.
About everything. Yeah.
So, fuck
let's try to bring that down, shall we?
Giving a fuck.
Too much of a fuck. And I like it because it's the first time we've done a theme with a swear word in it.
That's nice.
And I'm a fan of swear words.
I love swear words.
So.
All right. How are you, Luke?
I'm all right. Things have gotten back to normal, which is quite good. I've actually, I've got a new apprentice at work that I've been teaching. He's from New Zealand.
Padawan learner.
Okay. The thing about New Zealand is, and Jess will let you know about this, that I could not go to New Zealand. I'll get kicked out of customs.
Why?
The accent, man. I love it. It's just, it's too funny. You know what I mean? And this guy doesn't have a particular strong New Zealand accent, but he did. I was working with him the other day and he pointed across me and he's like, "Hey, man, pass me that vivid." I'm like, "What?
Vivid?"
And he's like, "That vivid. It's right there." I'm like, I'm looking at what he's pointing at. I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know what you want. And he's so he reached over and he grabbed a thick black texter. I'm like, "Oh, a texter?" And he's like, "Yes, a texter." Son of a bitch. Fuck me. My country.
I still don't know what vivid means.
Really. It's vivid because a thick black texter is so vivid.
Right.
And vivid. And I've I've actually started calling it a vivid in my general life now. It's much like Jess came up to me at a party once. And it's like, "Luke, is it chicken is a biscuit?" No, it's chicken in a biscuit.
Right.
And she had thought of it for so long that now I've just, I started out mocking her, but now I'm just.
Chicken is a biscuit.
Chicken is a biscuit.
Because it is a biscuit.
Because it is a biscuit.
It doesn't make sense.
Chicken is a biscuit.
Look, I can accept that.
But chicken isn't a biscuit.
But that's what it is, but in the box it is a biscuit. It's saying, "Oh, look, this chicken.
You're the biscuit.
He's a biscuit."
No, chicken.
That makes no sense.
Because
otherwise, it's just chicken and a biscuit.
I love that this started again.
It's an endless debate. Someone's phone.
Whose phone?
Very unprofessional.
Come on, guys. We invite you here. Who's got their phone on? Come on. Hey.
It's Andy's.
It's
Andy's. It's Stuart's.
Stuart!
Come on. Stuart! What again?
Turn it off, Stuart.
Already. Back to our old ways. The victim. You just make a good victim.
Good victim.
Stuart Capegoat.
Even that's pretty far-fetched for us. It's clinking. There's
I like it. The party atmosphere. Hey. Listen, I got a story about not giving a fuck.
Okay,
just to give you the idea of how to not give a fuck. I went to university. It's a bit of a surprise. I failed every subject. I did. Well,
that's not the surprise.
I think I did. What happened is I did a good year of studying.
Yeah.
And at the end of that year, I wasn't doing very well. And I'd done the exams and all that stuff. I went to the library and I tried to borrow something. And she's like, "You can't borrow anything. You owe us
$70. What do you owe $70?
For overdue fees. Apparently they have overdue fees.
Overdue fee. Okay. It's $70 a lot.
Yeah. I had a lot of books overdue, apparently.
Overnighters?
I don't know.
Porn at
yeah, it was porn. It was library porn. But so I kind of said, "All right, $70. What happens if I don't pay that?"
Yeah.
And she goes, "Well,
ultimatum."
Yeah.
Nice.
She goes, "We'll withhold your results for the year."
Yeah.
So I just kind of went, "Okay." And I never paid it. And I just left uni at that point.
So you don't actually know how you did in uni?
I don't know how I did. But I didn't give a fuck either way. I knew I wasn't going back there. So.
Fair enough. Me and Jess, when we first started going out, we were walking down her driveway. It's like quite a long driveway down to the road.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back when we first started going out. So, you know, jumped in for a kiss.
Oh.
And as I jumped in for this kiss, out of the corner of my eye, I saw some movement.
Oh.
And thinking nothing of it. Making out for a little while. And
all my
then,
contributions to this story are perverted noises.
What
happened in the corner of your eye?
And then we stopped and we looked down towards, and there was a bogan.
Oh.
Massive Lilydale bogan. Lilydale bogan's a specific type of bogan, isn't it? We all come from, you know, we all know Lilydale bogans here.
In this room we do, but.
Yeah, but if, I guess if you don't know it, it's.
It's horrible.
Oh, Jesus, how do you even explain Lilydale bogan?
Well, you need to explain the term bogan first, because people don't know what a bogan is. It's like a redneck.
Very. Overtly Australian,
racist.
And the Lilydale bogan doesn't have a job.
Yeah,
spends
alcoholic.
a lot of time at the train station.
Yeah,
those kind of, anyway, I don't want to cast dispersions on Lilydale bogan.
Pretty much just have.
Yeah, well,
the last 30 seconds.
So anyway, we stop kissing. We look down the driveway. There's a Lilydale bogan standing down there, and he says this to us: "You guys are shit, aren't?" I'm sorry, what? He's like, "Nah, don't stop. You guys like models." And then he started making this sound. He's like, "Chicka, chicka." And he's making like the fingers like on a camera, taking photos of us. "Yeah, chicka, chicka,
so
chicka." Ugh. Yeah. We got in that car and hightailed it. Yeah, to Hawthorne. We've never gone back.
Bogan. Freaking lured out. You do the best Bogan voice.
Yeah, yeah, well, I went to high school. I went to high school in Lourdes.
Yeah, I'm suspicious that you're...
Twan's quite good at it, too. Twan always made me crash the car once when he... All he did was this. it's like a Bogan sort of stifling its own laugh. And it just... I was like, into a tree! Nothing's going to be funnier in my life from this point. Let's just end it just now. End it.
Right, wow. Okay, fair enough.
All right, it makes Jessica cringe. Right. It's funny.
It's cringeworthy. I do not like Bogans.
No, it's not.
I live amongst them. Some of them are nice.
Yeah. Sweet Clarky's Bogans. Here. Clarky, nah, you're all right, mate.
The majority of my family is made up of Bogans.
Yeah, so is mine.
Tolerate them.
Nah, we push on.
Yo, oi, next thing. That's my segue. Yo.
Brilliant segue.
We're already up to doing a segment.
Okay.
That was quick. It sounded like it came
segment
quick.
Segment time. What's the time frame, Shepard?
Story of my
life. Keeping the minutes, aren't you? No, you want to read the last part back to me? Yeah. It doesn't matter.
What we've done is, because I've done several segments.
We have never in the history. Oh.
In the history
of this podcast, we've never really nailed Anders' segment.
No.
We've tried things, nothing's working.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it.
Really, there's no care. There's no urge to be better than he is.
Right, yeah, I'm just lazy.
Shit out.
So what we've done.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck.
Bringing it back into the theme.
Except
thank you.
This time I do give a little bit of a fuck, so I've flipped it.
We've got a new idea.
And what you've done with this idea, Luke, which I like, is you've stolen it from someone smarter than yourself.
Well, better at coming up with ideas. Think of it as an homage, you know what I mean? So we're making an homage to the Russell Brand Show, which they do a cultural review.
Homage? Hummus?
Like hummus.
Like hummus. Yeah, they do their segment, a cultural review, which is quite good. They get their guy, Matt, to go out and review a little
just do thing, something of like life and bring back the review. I thought it would be funny to send you to do things that you don't want to do.
Right.
Put you into a situation you're not going to thrive in.
Right.
And then just see how you deal with that.
But what you're forgetting is my new philosophy, Luke, that we've talked about, where whatever happens in life, a new strange situation, I will leap into that situation with the conviction of a lion's pounce.
You did end up being a bouncer once.
I did end up being a pounce.
So, there is that.
So, the challenge that you set for me
was
to do a cultural review, except you changed the name of it. To,
well, so it's less likely we're stealing.
Societal appraisal, I think, was what they came up with, which is quite good.
That's going to fly under the radar.
And that's the segment. And before we jump into the segment, Luke, theme song, it's tradition.
Oh, we do a theme song.
My segments always start with a theme song.
They do, okay.
I'm putting it on you this time. Hit me with a theme song right now.
If I threw a party... And invited everyone I knew.
Another
you would
thing.
See the biggest gift would be from me. And a card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Bum, bum. The theme song to Golden Girls, right there.
Welcome back to Anders' societal appraisal. You just did a theme song for another show.
It was the first theme song that came to mind.
You're an idiot. All right, so you told me to go out and review gay culture.
Gay bars. Go to a gay bar.
You thought that would be funny.
Yes.
There's a
totally awesome. How did you go at the gay bar?
Well, Luke.
Yes.
Turns out you weren't specific enough because something that exists that I didn't know about, but I just quickly found out in my research, lesbian bars exist.
I didn't think of this.
Yeah, no, you didn't. So
okay. You went to a lesbian bar.
Went to a lesbian bar.
I didn't even know lesbian bars were specific.
Yeah, I didn't know they existed. I honestly didn't. Okay. I was pleasantly surprised.
I bet you were. What's
quick
your first
summary.
Impression? Like, what was your first impression of at a lesbian bar?
Right. Well, the first thing I noticed was I felt very at home. Yeah, I did. I really did. There was a lot of women, and
that's the idea, isn't it?
I don't know what's inappropriate with gay sort of the terminology.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was expecting butch.
Okay. Yeah.
Dykes. Butch Dykes, I was expecting.
Butch Dykes.
Can I say Butch Dykes?
Well, you've said it three times now. So we're going to have to go with it.
I was expecting that. And there were some. But there were also those, like, you know, porn site hot...
okay, hot lesbians.
Fantasy lesbians.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Quite a few of them.
Yeah? What was the ratio?
Because
I would have expected kind of that...
On the heavy side. A little bit more testosterone than I would have liked.
Yeah, well...
But still...
Less field hockey
some
lesbians.
Some eye candy. Some eye candy.
Porn like, lesbians.
Yeah.
Interesting, okay. All right. It's not what I would have expected.
Quite early on...
Yeah?
There was a fight.
Really?
A Butch Dyke fight. As it were. And that
so
was
we're
it.
Going with Butch Dyke. We're fine to say it?
What can I... Nah, fine. Give me a substitute and I'll say it.
Thesaurus. Anyone?
Hefty lesbians. That's worse. I don't mean to be disrespectful to any Butch Dykes.
So you're in
whatever.
The... Le-
tough muff diver.
Tough muff diver. Okay, so.
Shepard, that was inappropriate.
Shepard.
All right, so there was quite early on two ooh. Tough muff divers got to... got to brawling. Got to... a bit of fisticuffs.
Yeah, fisticuffs.
And it was terrifying, but... Awesome, like
yeah. You were in exhilarated. I know
oh,
you.
Oh my god!
Was it a pillow fight?
It was not a pillow fight. At one point, no joke.
Yeah.
One of them was slamming the other one's head into a pillar.
Holy shit!
And they got like grabbed by bouncers and like frog marched out.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's a better fight than I could do.
Yeah. Definitely. It was. They were manlier than us, by tenfold.
No, okay, fuck.
So that happened.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm already having a great night.
Could have called that culture review there.
I love lesbian cultures. I already decided this is my new regular hangout. And then we hit the dance floor.
Yeah.
And I don't usually dance.
No, you're not one for
you
the DF.
I mean,
I saw you on the DF once and it made me throw up in my mouth.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It's vomit inducing to most people. So I try to keep it to a minimum.
Yeah.
But at a gay bar, like there's some gay dudes,
yeah.
Mostly gay women.
Okay.
There's no threat of ruining my chances with anyone by dancing badly.
Okay.
Usually I think the biggest fear is...
No one is attracted to you. Doesn't matter what you do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So you lose your inhibitions and you just... I boogied down.
Did
I
you?
Don't mind saying.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
I got right into it. And that dance floor... Foie.
Yeah?
Foie. It's the best word to describe
it. What's
foie? Right. Topless dancing... Women.
Okay. I thought it was you.
Bra dancing, which is awesome.
Bra dancing.
A lot of, like, furious making out.
Really?
Very highly sexually charged energy going on that dance floor.
Okay.
Yeah. How you going? Luke's barring up. Anyway, so these girls were making out furiously.
Furiously.
Like.
Sounds angry.
They were. It seemed angry, but also so hot. And they're clawing at each other. I saw boobs.
Nice.
Is this culture of you going
anyone?
The way you don't? You want to be
pump for boobs?
Yeah. I don't, you wanted me to be uncomfortable in this culture?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you were.
I really flipped this what I said. And then they were making out, and they saw me like Hawkeye. I couldn't stop
making. Yeah, okay.
And they saw me.
You're behind a fern, I'm guessing.
No, just right next to them.
Right next to them.
Getting in their face. Anyway, they laughed, and I was like, you girls are crazy. This is ridiculous. I've never seen anything like this. And they laughed. And then they, no joke, three-way made out with me.
Oh, come on. Oh, that's not what I wanted from a cultural review. I wanted you to be uncomfortable.
No.
Happened.
Three-way make out.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of chick bone in that?
It's not that good, to be honest. And they were more interested in each other than my direction. But
okay.
Took what I could get.
Not
and,
all bad, I guess.
So
this is not what I want
I
from the societal appraisal.
That's what I like about this societal
first
appraisal.
First time I nailed it.
So, in summary.
Oh, yeah.
I like the gay scene.
I bet you do.
4.5 stars out of 5 and would buy again. A+ seller.
All right. Well, it's not exactly what I wanted.
Oh, well.
But
suck it up.
If anyone's got some ideas of situations to put Andy in where he won't be turned on. It's going to be a fucking narrow group, narrow thing. But, you know, send it to me on Facebook and we'll hit it up for season 3. Season 3.
Yeah.
Can you even imagine that?
I can't.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you...
I'm running out of life.
Oh, we do have the next one planned, which is going to be quite good. So tune in for that.
Really, Twan? Really?
Twan needs chips.
Damn, boys. Tomato.
The next one I'm going to do is a rave party.
Yeah, yeah, this will be interesting. You go to a rave party yourself.
Yeah.
Like, not a single other person that you know.
So I'm going to get dressed up in the rave pants and all that gear.
Yeah, sweet. I don't know. And photos of this.
Yeah. I think I need a camera to come along with me. Anyway, that's going to happen. So stick around for next season. What is next on the addendum? Is that a word?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Have you seen this in the news?
Extra, we don't want it.
Look.
No, I haven't thought of a single thing.
You're an idiot.
Luckily, so, I've been trying to plan today. I've been making sausage rolls for Stuart's special day. Stuart, sausage rolls?
Thanks, mate.
Eat them up.
They're for you.
It'd be rude not to.
They're for you, Stuart.
I got a good bit of news. It is from a little while ago.
Oh, you're going to take over my segment.
Well, you didn't do anything, so.
Okay.
Luckily, one of us is a dickhead.
Did you hear this in the news?
Did you hear this in the news, Luke?
Yes, one.
Okay. You know the onsen we went to?
Yes, the onsen we went to in Japan when we were naked for each other. For each with each other. Four hours is what I was going to say.
Don't edit that out.
That's a massive free and slip. Oh, okay. Yeah, where we were naked for each other for COVID. That place. What it is, for people who don't know, it's a big hot spring day spa kind of retreat. Yeah. You hang out naked for most of the day.
One of the only rules on the wall is naked.
Yeah, you got to be nude.
Got to be nude.
That place is on special at the moment. It's like 30% of the regular cost to stay there. It's really dirt cheap.
Man trip? Anyone?
And the reason why is because during the earthquakes that happened a little while back.
Oh, back in Japan,
They had to evacuate buildings whenever there was a tremor.
Yeah.
So these onsens, it's a big building. It's a six-story.
It's a big building of naked people.
Yeah. They all had to run out onto the street naked.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And this got a lot of news coverage.
I bet it did.
During the thing. Because I think it was kind of, they were doing it like the comic relief because it was obviously a pretty bad news week.
Yeah, yeah.
So they'd report on, you know, people had to run out naked.
Asian penis is comic relief. That's what I think. Would have been good if we were there that day.
It would have been
on the news.
Running out there, a bunch of naked women and men.
Knocking people over.
Yeah, a huge King Dong.
King Dong.
I don't know. What was I saying? Yeah, so the Japanese people now don't want to go to those onsens
because
they're scared
case.
That there might be another earthquake and they'll have to evacuate.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're very shy, of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So let's go.
Let's go. That's
go
news.
For 2 days.
Extra, whatever. All right. All right. That was that. What's next on the agenda again? Oh, it's time to get our friend up on the microphone.
It's Twan time. Holy shit.
There you go.
Twan, come on. Come up, come up to the mic. Twan's actually pretty hungover today.
Woo!
Yeah. Atmosphere. Atmosphere. Yeah.
This is Anthony Shilkin.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Twan, we actually, your birthday was not too long ago. We went out for dinner.
A little while ago. We did go out for dinner.
I got drunk as balls at dinner. Because that was the best tasting Heineken I've ever tasted.
I don't know what they did to it.
Yeah,
I have no idea. I know.
I don't think it was Heineken. You know what I mean?
I was bamboozled.
And the woman was confused why we were asking whether it was Heineken or not. It was just the best tasting beer I've ever, you know?
I've ever had.
Do you think they enriched it? With vitamins?
Those sons
minerals?
Of bitches enriched that Heineken.
They should not have the technology to enrich a beer.
No one should have. It's like, you know, it's like holding on to nuclear material. It's
just, yes.
Only NASA and maybe CSIRO or something.
Those sneaky motherfuckers.
The other thing that people might not know about you, Twan,
is
that you've been on the show a couple of times. We had a good response.
Yep.
Stuart!
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 Phone's off, come on.
Turn off your phone, Stuart. Eat your sausage rolls.
We can see you're on it.
This is a show that shit out.
Sorry about that.
The other thing people wouldn't know about you, Twan, is you are an accountant.
A very good one, I hear.
Very good one.
The rumour would have it.
Accountant of the year.
I've managed to persuade people of such.
So usually you come on with it, like, and we do a task or something. Oh, there's flashes going off.
Yep.
Put it away, Andy. So usually you come on for a task. You didn't really think of one at all. No. Here's a task.
I've been asleep most of the day, if you haven't noticed.
You want to do my tax return by the end of the show?
Challenge failed.
No, what we want you to do is do the books for this business we've been running for nearly 2 years, the Ander and Pube Show.
Business it's a is business. A loose term.
It is business.
I'll just run you through some stats, and if you can just do the books for us. That's going to be good. Good podcast, right?
Someone writing.
Do you have a set of financial records to
pick me up?
I can just.
What about this here? Can I?
You want to take
receipts? That's a Sudoku. Okay, so the net income for the show is neutral.
Zero.
Zero.
Yes.
And the expenses are vast.
Vast.
Vast expenses. I spent $60 on sausage roll meat.
Jesus Christ. And that hasn't. The sausage roll initiative has not paid off.
Yeah, it didn't really. Well, sausage rolls do not appreciate over time.
Well, this business screams viable. I can tell by these blank financial records.
I like the accounting business speak. Yeah. I like that.
No, that's good.
We need to achieve some synergy. Stat.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting some synergy out of those sausage rolls. Is it?
I don't know. I don't live in a world with that kind of business speak.
I know synergy, you know sausage rolls. Twan is we'll make
together it. We'll make it last.
Twan knows what I'm about. The business speak. In an office environment, you get these kind of wankers that instead of saying before, they say prior to.
Mm. Oh, God. You know? Mm. God.
Take one word, replace it with two.
Yeah. Bigger ones. Very annoying.
You got to throw some business term at me? Fiscal imbalance.
Yeah.
Fiscal imbalance.
Ooh, that one's kind of sexy.
Yeah. Fiscal in itself. financial integration. Vertical integration.
Vertical integration.
Sideways penetration.
Hang on a second.
That one is definitely
it's one from my workplace.
Where do you work again?
My workplace is, it's not so much business speak as swearing, which is good.
Yeah.
I do love a good swearing. Swear. You know,
what is the correct term?
I don't know. What's the noun?
If you were to say a swear, a swore?
A cuss?
A cuss.
Swear eye.
Profanity. You work in a factory, so I guess there's a lot of swearing.
I got called a cunt the other day.
It's out there. It's the first cunt on the end.
It's a C-bomb. And it didn't faze me at all.
No, I'm not correct.
I barely noticed.
And I don't want to tarnish
the world I live in.
The reputation of your dear mother.
Yeah.
Didn't she once call you a cunt?
Mama called me a cunt.
In an endearing sort of way.
As endearing as it can be.
Give credit where credit is due.
We just dropped the C-bomb 7 times.
C-bomb and Butch Dyke. It's coming up a lot today.
Speaking of annoying office speak, you know what one I get all the time in my office? People say, instead of saying, can you do that quickly or can you hurry up with that?
Yeah.
They say, can you expedite that process?
The old expedite.
And I was like, I'm not sure that that's a word. I'm pretty sure it's not a word. So I did a bit of research. And it's not a word.
Looked it up.
What they were going for is expedite.
Okay.
Which means to speed something up.
All right.
Close. But
yeah. But it turns out expedite is a word, but it's an archaic, out of use word that means to cut the pads off a hunting dog's foot.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you ever do that to a hunting dog?
Apparently that's how they would stop the dog from hunting.
How about just stop the dog from hunting?
Yeah, if your dog won't stop hunting.
You don't need to cut its feet off.
Just don't take it hunting
anymore. Don't take it hunting.
If that doesn't work, if you're still accidentally taking the dog hunting.
Oh, God.
Just cut your own feet
again.
Off.
Cut your own feet off. Yeah.
Just amputate.
You'll be very surprised how much you need that done. We've got one guy who does, that's all he does.
Next time someone in the office environment asks me to expedite a process, I'm going to come back to them an hour later with dog's feet, drop them on his desk and be like, now what?
Wait, when this word was around, what, they didn't have, like a leash?
A leash would do that. That would stop a dog from hunting.
That would stop a dog from hunting. They had minor canine surgery before a rope.
Yeah.
To keep a dog down. What?
That makes sense.
Stupid.
Ridiculous.
Hey.
These financial records. I think I just turned the Andrew Pube Show into a Ponzi scheme.
Who wants to invest?
No, this is a Ponzi scheme.
It is.
Sorry, guys. Might be another financial crisis.
Of the good sort. So I'm at the top of the Ponzi scheme.
Fair enough. We were thinking when you were asleep before that we needed some sort of... we need a challenge.
Okay.
It's the Twan Challenge special. You know, that's what we do.
Okay.
Besides the Stuart niceness special. Yeah. You having a nice time on your nice day, Stuart?
It's really nice.
It looks a bit apprehensive. It looks wary.
Wary?
A bit wary.
Well.
It could flip at any time.
And it will.
Challenges. And also, surprise to Matt, you're part of the challenge.
Shepard's up for a challenge, is he?
Hey.
Shepard, what we thought would be a good challenge for the day is the Andrew and Pube's Weet-Bix challenge.
Where is those Weet-Bix?
I've got them right here.
Good.
Weet-Bix. Okay, the challenge would be for both of you to come up. Come on, Shepard, come up to the mic. You don't have to talk if you don't want, you know, just don't cry with laughter. What we need you to do is have one Weet-Bix each. Now.
I'm just going to. That's a real Weet-Bix.
That's a Weet-Bix.
I just tapped it.
What we need you to do is eat it in 1 minute.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
The first person to finish wins. Let's just do it that way.
Yes, okay. You're on the time, all right?
All right, wait.
No, are we doing this right now?
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
Wait, let me count you down.
Okay. Wait. First person to finish, 1 minute. Yeah, 1 minute.
Oh, okay. Okay, wait. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Go. Oh,
that is a crunchy Weet-Bix.
That's a half bite.
There's a lot of Weet-Bix going everywhere.
Anthony tried to talk just now, which was a mistake because he spat.
That's a rookie mistake, and you hate to see it.
I'll allow it.
The crowd is up.
Oh, God.
I'll allow it.
How's the old saliva system? Dry, parched.
Rude.
Come on, boys.
Come on the show and don't say a word.
We're at 25 seconds.
25 seconds. Oh, almost done. Come on, boys.
Halfway.
Oh, Twan's got the whole week cooking. 12. Go on. Shepard's taking it.
What's just happened now is Twan's put the entire thing into his mouth. That was a big mistake.
Come on, guys.
I'm hankering.
Come on, guys. What's the time?
All right, we've got
12
seconds.
12 seconds to go. Who's going to get it?
Who can whistle right now?
That's just blowing Weet-Bix at a mic. That's not a whistle. Shepard, get in there with a whistle. That's a whistle.
Well done.
Good job, guys.
There we go.
Bit atmosphere. Good work.
That's beautiful. It's going to make for terrible podcasting, though. I'm just talking.
More of a visual gag.
Yeah,
more of a visual.
There's a lot of Weet-Bix on the floor. I think Twan gets a couple of marks taken off because he had less Weet-Bix in his mouth by the end of it.
I call it disqualification. Sorry, Twan.
Shepard, whistle. He still can't.
Can't make a whistling sound.
He's sweating.
I think I soiled myself. That was stressful. All right, can't just jump on me with that kind of pressure. Oh, damn it.
Weet-Bix based pressure. It's not for Twan.
Yeah.
Ooh. This kind.
Accountant of the year.
All right, let's go back into doing a podcast now. That was fun and all. But, you've got a story for us.
I do have a story. And even though it's Stuart's special day, it's a Stuart-based story. And I'm surprised we've got this far through a podcast without actually telling it, you know? Hmm. It's been 2 years we've been doing this shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you now that me and Stuart, although we are besties, we are only... We only started becoming friends because we were the only people in our group of friends that had full-time jobs. You know what I mean? Mm. Everyone else was either working Friday nights or working Saturday mornings. They're at uni. They got no money. Me and Stew Balls, though, rolling the coin.
As the accountant in the room, I can say that is possible when you're working full-time.
That's why he's here.
The story checks out.
Our studies so far show when you work more and get paid more, you will end up with more money than people who don't.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Years of research. Years of research.
So anyway, we started going out together and we were going down to the local pub down the road, and I thought it was going to be a bit awkward the first time because we really didn't know anything about this guy that I was supposed to spend the next few hours with. So we got down there and we realised over the next month or so going down every Friday night that we were best of friends.
Aww.
And we were going to be best of friends forever.
Aww.
One time we went down there and it was just me and him. Usually we try to get a third person in for the tripod. The tripod works better as a structural system. Okay? So we've gone down, just me and Stu. And then we noticed when we got down there, Stu had some basketball friends, Stu had some work friends, we had some people who just knew us from the pub. We're down there and we're having a nice old time. Stuart was wearing a lovely blue sweater like he's wearing right now. really brings out his eyes, doesn't it?
Same one.
Beautiful.
Oh, God. And Stuart would go away for a little while and he would go from group to group to group, just bouncing like he's king of the world. You know, everyone was happy to see Stu each time he came up to them.
Mr. Charisma.
That's what they call him. And it just so happened to be each time he went to a different group, that was time that beers were just getting bought. So Stu would keep coming back to me every half hour and he's getting drunker and drunker and drunker. And I was getting a bit drunk as well. So I'm looking around for Stu and I'm just looking for Blue. I'm looking through the crowds and I'm looking for Blue.
The blue sweater.
Blue man Stu. And then
Blue Man Group.
I haven't seen him in, you know, 40 minutes or so. I'm getting a little bit worried but drunk at the same time, so I don't give a fuck. And then I see Stu coming towards me, coming through the crowd.
Tie back to the theme.
Thank you. The crowd seems to be partying and Stu's coming through. Oh, Stuart! Stuart! Turn your phone off, Stuart!
God damn it! Jeez!
Yes! Stuart's coming through the crowd, and he's not wearing blue anymore. He's wearing white. And this seems a bit odd. And as he gets closer to me, I notice that his lovely blue sweater is balled up in, like, he's carrying it in his waist.
Does it look like a knapsack?
Knapsack indeed. If he had a stick, that's a bindle. Well, Surprise bindle.
Bindle. Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know how a man or anyone can fit all they own in one of those.
Well,
you know, like the travellers and
the the trick is to not own many things. The typical homeless person doesn't. Interesting fact.
Okay. So just carry a little handkerchief around, don't have to tie it to an end of a stick.
We don't have to bother with clean clothes. Just wear the clothes.
It's like get bogged down in bindles.
Whatever.
Okay.
And shit about it anyway.
I can talk for hours.
Don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck about bindles. What happened with the balled up shirt?
Stuart gets up to me. His balled up jumper is covered in puke. And it's because Stu got a bit too drunk.
Oh, no.
And he realizes he's about to puke. He runs off to the toilet. And the toilet had a bit of a foyer in between the male and the female toilets. And that is just chock-a-block with people who are drunk and want to throw up as well.
Can I just add a visual here?
Yeah.
The toilets of this particular pub were much like Maxwell's, the start of the Maxwell Smart.
It's about eight layers to
them. Stuart's throwing up everywhere. A lot of doors.
He gets to this middle foyer and he has to throw up. And he doesn't want to throw up on the floor,
no.
So he throws up into his own jumper and catches it. Like he's I don't know, what would you do in this?
Like a kid collecting plums.
Oh, yeah, plums. Apples, some sort of fruit.
Why would you put apples in there?
Why would you collect plums?
Because my opa had a plum tree.
My had an apple tree. Fuck you.
Thank you, bro.
So he catches all the puke in his own jumper and then somehow got it off, which is the other thing. Like shimmy it off. Trying to mist out of it like a vampire.
Before it started to strain through like a sieve, leaving only the solids.
So gross.
The Stu comes over to me with a balled up puke jumper. And he's like, what do I do, man? I'm like, man, just fucking bail. Let's drop it and go. And he's like, nah, that's my favourite jumper. And he's like, nah, I want to keep it. So he put it behind the band. And then we walked away. Later on that night, Mama was coming to pick us up. And I'm just trying to, like, Stu's well drunk. I'm just trying to like get him out the door, and just before we got out into the real world, Stu just breaks away and runs back into the distance.
So dramatic.
And it runs back out like a man possessed with a puke jumper. Man. Chucks in the car and we drive all the way to Mombok with a puke jumper.
Gross. And now he's wearing it today. And it looks good. Got most of the scenes out. Again, with the victimizing.
It did flip. Oh, God, it flipped. I didn't mean it. Sorry, Stu.
He loved his jumper and he wouldn't let it go.
No, but he threw it away the next day. Why not throw it away that night?
Stuart? You said gay just then.
The next gay.
I think Luke's got something on his mind today.
Freudian slip.
Yes.
Anyway, we don't need Stuart's rebuttal.
I would like to just, you know, we have victimized him.
Once again.
I want to offer you my most insincere apology.
I caught it.
If I could go back in time and not pick on you so much, I wouldn't.
Much appreciated.
good work, Stuart. Good work. I guess this might be time that we start wrapping this up, wrapping the whole season up. For God's sake, finally. So
I can whistle.
Twent's still here on mic.
Just does not want to get off the mic.
So I guess this might be time for Twent to sit down. See you, Twent. Round of applause for Twent. Good afternoon. Now, we wanted to end the whole season this season on a musical note.
A little
Stop
ditty.
Chewing into the mic.
Sorry.
What are you, an animal?
Yeah.
Or an idiot?
Yeah.
Anyway, a musical.
He's been eating for the last 15 minutes. I barely said a word.
Picking on Stuart. I couldn't tell. So we wanted to go with a musical note. You're very musical. I'm sometimes musical.
Semi-musical.
But we didn't want to go with a song that you know and I'm just playing along with. Or one that I know and you're just playing along with.
Right.
So we thought, what's the best thing to do in this situation?
Improvise.
No, mashup. Mashup. So we've been working on a little bit of a ditty for a little while
and
now.
You've come up with this ditty. You've put these songs together in a
ideas
way
man.
That I could never have done. You've done a great job.
Exactly. So I guess we'll come back and do an outro.
Okay.
So you want to do... Want to do a bit of a
ditty?
Bit of a ditty.
I need
a guitar.
A guitar and
just it.
Something to rest my foot on.
Oh God! These are the kind of things we've been doing this for 2 years. I would have thought he would have, you know, thought about getting a guitar strap or shit, not be gay. One of the two. Didn't think of either.
Optional.
All right, I'm good.
Hey, you got a thing? All right, have you got a guitar?
Yeah, guitar.
Where is it?
Are you just going to make guitar sounds with
him? I like this picking on Andy thing. I really like this. You guys should come more often.
Victimizing me.
Yeah.
God.
Come on, what's going on here?
Well, I was tangled up.
Oh, God, tangled up.
Jesus.
Your own sexuality.
Relax. My sexuality is straight as a... arrow.
Gay arrow.
Oh.
These jeans are tight.
So I didn't want to try to, you're a better guitar player than me.
Thank you.
I want to play the old Duke.
Lovely.
Comes so that'll be nice. That'll be nice.
All right.
Vocal warm up.
Vocal warm up is very important if you're ever going to sing. And we need to break character for a minute and just.
Our character.
Wow. Let's get serious for a minute.
Okay.
Repeat
you guys are always retarded.
Not really. No, this is going to be the smart part.
Repeat after me, Luke. La.
La.
Repeat. Stuart, this is serious.
Stuart, stop trying laughing. To do something here.
Professional musician. That's pretty good. Skibbity bop bop doop bop bip.
Skibbity bop bop doop bop blip. Bip
bip. Better.
Thank you.
Skibbity boobs.
Skibbity boobs.
Scooby dooby boobs.
Skibbity dooby boobs. She just did
that. You just said that.
That wasn't right?
No. Okay, I believe it was pronounced otherwise.
Are we warmed up?
Yeah, we're plenty warm.
I'm warm.
That was sexual harassment to me. I'm at Shepherd. He's had it too good for too long.
Twan, touch that man's nipples.
Nipple play.
Yeah. That's a weird touching of the way he did that just then was like a fanning of the nipple, like a sideways
nipple fan.
I thought that was the standard way it was done.
No, it's not how you nipple play.
Is it?
No.
Terrible nipple play.
Talk about this after. Okay. Very interesting.
Are we ready to rock this motherfucker?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's going to be all embarrassing and awkward.
So,
should we say the name of the song? Or?
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's Come Together.
Come Together. Beatles,
mashed with Umbrella.
Umbrella. By
so
Rihanna.
We dubbed it Cumbrella Together.
Let's do it.
A little bit gay again. What is with the. We are.
We'll get it in season three. We'll be ahead during season three.
Okay. I'm going to set the tempo. How quick is it?
Tempo set. I don't know. I follow your lead.
All right.
Okay.
3, 4. You have a heart. Wrong chord.
Start again. 3, 4.
Have a heart. Will never be worth part. Maybe in magazines. But you still be my star. Cause in the dark. You can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Oh. Come on.
I laughed.
That's just it. Hit it.
He holy roller he got. Early warning he got. Muddy waters he won. Mojo filter he sent. One and one and one is three. Got to be good looking, cause you're so hard to see.
Beautiful.
Come together.
When the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'd be here forever. I said I'd always be your friend. Took an oath, I'll stick it out to the end. Now it's raining more than ever. Know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Other, other, hey, hey, hey. Under my umbrella. Other, other, hey, hey, hey. Under my
come
umbrella.
Come together.
Other, other, hey, hey, hey. Under my
come
umbrella.
Together.
Other, other, hey, 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 hey.
Come together.
Other,
right now,
over me. Dance a thing. We'll never come in between. You're part of my entity. Here for infinity. When the world has took its part. When the war has caught its cards. If the hand is hard. Together we'll mend your heart.
Laptop, he come, grooving up slowly, yeah, juju eyeballs, he won, holy roller, he got one down to his knees, got to be a joker, he just do what he please, come together,
when the sun shines, we shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'd always be your friend, took a note. I'll stick it out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Other, other, hey, hey, hey. Under my umbrella. Other, other, hey, hey, hey. Under my umbrella. Other, other, hey, hey, hey. Under my
come
umbrella.
Together.
Come
together right now over me.
Whoops. It's one big oops, really. It's raining.
Oh,
come together. You can always
come together to me. Come together.
It's raining.
Oh, come together.
You can always come here to me.
me. Come together. To me. Come together.
Ella, Ella.
Right now. Over me.
I really should have got a guitar stand.
Probably the worst time we've done that in weeks.
The guitar kept slipping away from me because I had a strap. Made it difficult. No excuses, though.
No.
We're just bad musicians. I don't even notice, but I changed the words there from you can come into me to come here to me.
Is that really the words?
Yeah,
come into me.
Come into me.
Yeah.
Hot, right? You say ooh, I say yeah, Rhiannon. Fuck yeah.
So I guess this is actually the point where we start wrapping it up. For real.
For real.
For realsies. Yeah. Thank you for everyone that's listened once again to the whole season. Everyone who's chimed in with a little bit of, you know.
Words.
Words. Support. Gear.
Input.
Input.
Emails. The Facebook things. Little messages. Those are always nice to get. So thanks for them.
Appreciate it all. I guess we'll be back in a, you know, in a distant future.
And I promise we'll never sing another song. As long as we both shall live.
But thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Good night.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for having us.
Aww. Yeah. Clarky.
Back up.